Sunday! Every Sunday, side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrills in the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Yeah, we are touching the sky here on Motormouth Radio today. Long Island's only automotive talk show with your hosts, Ray Guarino, co-host Wingman.
And the other guy.
Sweating in the corner.
Yes.
Joe D.
Just dripping. I got to go get the mop.
And we are here for all of your automotive concerns. Well, you know, someone said that to me today, the other day, like, really? All? You guys can handle everything? I'm like, well, we'll give you an answer. You know, it may not be 100%.
Sometimes correct ones.
Yeah, we will do the best we can. And, yeah, we fake it really well when we have to. But usually, between the two of us, and yeah, with Joe especially at the con over here, there ain't much faking going on. It's the real deal, folks. So,
seriously.
Yeah. So we're here to do another show. We're going to talk about all stuff automotive and whatnot. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call at 516-572-7440 or follow us on our website, motormouthradio.com. Same on Facebook and Twitter. And on Instagram, it would be
Real_MotormouthRadio.
Yeah, because somebody else had the name, so we had to go with the real deal thing. And that's where you'll find the stuff that we do during the week that we talk about here. And the things that, now we'll talk about some things that happen during the week. And then, you know, there's always something good that happens on Monday. So we got to wait till the following week, but that's why we put it up on social media.
Right.
And if you like the music that we play, we also have a Spotify channel on there that you can follow and get a...
Yeah, well, you get to hear Ray's music.
Yeah, well, it ain't mine. It's just the stuff that take out of the closet.
It comes out of your head there because, I mean, you know, let's face it, you are really a really good, what is that, musicologist?
Well, you know, like you,
it's some kind of ecologist on a lawn.
Yeah, like you, it's been a hobby of mine for many, many years, since I'm a little kid. I mean, I was listening to music when I was, you know, pre-double digits. You know, I was aware of music when I was like, you know, 6, 7, and 8, which was maybe, well, I had an older brother who was 10 years older, so he was there. He just went off the screen.
Right.
So, just something that I love to do. And you, as you as well, I know that that's something that you've always been, it's been a part of your
music
life,
and so. I go back a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
A long time. Longer than I care to admit, folks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It does go back quite a long time for all of us. So that's the thing. You can follow us, follow that, listen to the Spotify channel. You can hear the stuff that we play on the show because people have commented on that. But one of the things I wanted to talk about this week, Joe, was a little preventive maintenance thing, which you know we're big on.
Oh, yes. Let's hear it for PM.
And it was kind of interesting because it was something I got asked to do at the shop this week on the boss's car, and he has an O2 Avalanche.
Okay.
And
I think I know what this is.
We just had to go a walkthrough on the truck because it was going to go upstate, and one of the things that they asked me to do is take a look at the cabin air filter. Like, okay, so there's a little there's a plastic thing under the dash. You pull down two screws, pull it down, and there's a strap with one screw, boom, filters come down. There was a ton of crap because it had never been changed.
Yeah.
So
They tend to be neglected, yes. That,
look at this, the dual mics.
It's like, I know, because I don't know which one it is.
You're number two. So, well, you know what? Move
well,
one.
You're always number one with me, Ray. I don't know, so.
You know, right.
No, that's okay. I'll talk into both of them.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I got one of them hats where you put the drinks and the two straws come. Never
yeah.
mind.
That's cool. That's cool. So, what happened was I don't know what the outcome was. I guess everything was okay. I'm sure everything was all right. But I don't drive that vehicle, so I didn't see it firsthand. But one of the things I was going to do is I had bought cabin air filters for my own car, which is an 06, which I had never changed. And one of the reasons I never changed them was first...
It's a pain in the posterior.
Well, in the beginning, I didn't know that they even existed in that car. And then when I found out that it had them, I was like, oh. So I looked at the procedure and said, oh, no. What a pain in the neck. So I happily ignored it because everything worked.
Step one, cut big hole in the floor.
Yeah, it would have been easier.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I recently bought some parts, and among the parts were the filters. I threw them in the back of the car, so I had them with me whenever. And just the other day, I decided, all right, now's the day. It was after I did the avalanche. Let me do it. So the guy on YouTube showed removing the glove box. There. No, we ain't doing that. But there is an under dash fuse panel.
Yes.
That has an access thing. You take that off. Then the fuse panel hinges down. You unhinge it from its hinge bracket. Then the bracket that's bolted to the floor has to be unhinged.
Should have called me. I'm unhinged.
Right, me too. Then the side piece on the console comes out. Then you can get to the screws on the door, one of which I found out was put in Hiroshima where... Wasn't right. made for...
By ninjas.
There was
You'll never see it.
Well, I think it was before the interior of the car was put in, because...
Don't laugh. It might have very well been.
I did a Conan the Caveman. I had that, you know, it was hot. I had the heat beating on me.
Right.
I'm leaning in the car with the what's the foot? The hell is that foot? Well, the sill, the door sill, in my third rib... As I'm trying to work over my head with hands backwards and both ways, and I got five of these screws out, and the door is stuck on the top right corner. And you know, I'm a kind of a methodical, patient worker.
Right.
But when you add the right things like heat and or pain and or someone bothering you, I turn into Conan the Mechanic, and I basically said, you're gonna come out of here right now, boom, and I broke the plastic off the last screw, and I saw the screw up there, and I said, oh, you weren't seen since Nagasaki, boy. And I didn't care. I said, good for you.
Yeah, I mean, oh, there were times, and yesterday was not a good day to be doing, you know, any kind of precise or work that requires thinking,
right,
or any kind of attention to detail, because like the sweat's in your eyes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the bandana came out, you know, at multiple points, but then the bandana gets sweaty.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you sit there, you're waving around, and people start looking at you like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
You're absolutely right. And I actually took a break. I said, okay. I put the filters in and the door back. I said, now I'm going to go, I've been working now at home between like 7 and 10 at night. Because that's when there's some shade in the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, last night it wasn't that much.
Shade?
Yeah.
So I
actually left that car for later in the day, and I came back to it in the evening and put it back together. And But the takeaway is the preventive maintenance is something you should do, because I noticed as soon as I started the car, it smelled like a new car again.
Isn't
just
that great?
Smelled kind of fresh, and the... You know, you live with something every day, you don't notice it. But the air pressure coming out of those vents is definitely noticeable with a new... Especially when... The best way to do it is to take clogged filters out or bad filters and put in fresh ones, because you can see that difference. If you take a filter that's mildly clogged or mildly dirty and put a new one in, you're not going to really see much of a difference because you don't have a differential. So,
right.
In this case... And I would imagine with the avalanche, too, that there was a marked difference in that airflow. So,
yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah.
So do it. If you don't want to do it, now I know other cars, Cliff had told me his the CX-9 he has is a lot easier to do.
Right.
I heard some BMWs are very, very difficult.
Maybe like there's a surprise.
I know. Like a 3 Series, I think I read was very, very difficult.
Right.
Now, other cars, you know, don't be scared. My wife's Cruze, I think, now, I did the Cruze and the RAV4 last year, the same day. And one of them was open the glove box, there was a door.
Right, that's the Toyota.
Pull it out.
Yes.
Then the Cruze was under the dash, another thing, pull it.
Right.
5 minutes.
The toolbox is like piece of cake, yeah. The Rogue is pretty easy. The Park Avenue though, that thing, you got to find a way to get the air filter and the brake pedal to not occupy the same space at the same time. It's fun.
Right,
that reminds me, it's been a couple of years since I did that one, so I might as well. You see, that was our public service announcement of the day, folks.
I will say
those cabin air filters. That, you know what? I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt, but you know, I get a lot of the blower ain't working. The blow is working, but meanwhile it's trying to like breathe through like this big mound of crap. And
it's funny. We had a co-host on the show, Mikey T, years ago, and he would say, talk about airflow, and he would say, lay on the ground and open your mouth. Let me start pouring this can of Foster's Lager down your throat, and let's see how you breathe.
Yeah.
And he was right. You need air to go in with the...
I know some people who could do that with coolers and breathe.
Well, that's a talent, my friend. That is a definite gift, which...
Oh, yes. I have the honor of knowing some gifted individuals.
You sure do.
And you know who you are.
I've found out that I can drink a bottle of Gatorade in really short time. You know, in these days, I just can chug it down like nobody's business. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yesterday, let's face it, I must have gone through I don't know how many bottles of water, and then thankfully at least one place also is a snack shop. So
yeah,
and pretty much. They're like, yeah, take what you want. You fix this car for me, you could have a case.
Nice.
And the other place has got, one of them nice water cooler thingies, so I just kept refilling it, and I figured the reservoir is not going to go dry today.
Right.
So it wasn't too bad,
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to stay hydrated.
You do.
So you can sweat.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I said it the other day. I was at the shop, and I was in the office where it was nice and cool, air conditioning in there.
Right.
And, I took a break. I had to go back out, and I said, okay, now, Mike and I went back outside, and I said, yes, vive le sweat now.
Yeah, it's time to get the moisture leaving your body. The other thing, too, is that hand tools become...
Yeah.
Very hard. You start losing your grip, both mentally and on your tools there.
I'm seeing a case for... Now, all of my ratchets are conventional chrome style.
Right.
But they do have Snap-on and Matco, the big guys, Mac as well. They have the Comfort Grip, which is a softer grip.
Yeah,
and
they also got handles,
And they also have a plastic grip. And I was like, I'm stuck with the pure stuff. But now I'm starting to see maybe that's... Actually, I have one quarter-inch drive. I bought what they call a fully loaded ratchet, Joe.
Fully loaded.
Quarter-inch drive. It's
air conditioning and power windows?
You're right. It costs about as much as air conditioning and power windows.
I bet it does.
It's about, I guess, an 8-inch long quarter-inch drive,
okay.
But it's got a locking flex head,
mm-hmm.
Comfort grip end,
mm-hmm.
and a button release for the socket. So they call it the fully loaded.
See,
I always think of Taco Bell when I hear that, but whatever. So,
just make sure you don't put no sauce on that thing.
No. Yes, yeah, Svet now. Yeah.
So. Yeah. No. Yesterday was just a bad day to try to. I happened to pull two under dash jobs.
Oh God.
And that's always a laugh ride. I mean, luckily it wasn't. One was actually involved. Well, no, both of them involved disassembly of panels.
Uh-huh.
And the upside, believe it or not, there is an upside to working in warm weather. In the cold, those plastic panels, you look at them cross-eyed, crack.
I'm glad you said that, yes.
Yes, because a lot of this stuff now, there's like one screw and like 17 clips. Okay, and of course, when it's cold out, number 16 is going to stick. day.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you now have a two-piece panel.
I want to just add to that, if I may. I was changing the radio in my Impala. I'm also working on that car, too. And to
the black one. Oh, yes. Yeah. The heat-absorbing large truck. Yeah. Okay.
But the part of the dash that covers the radio goes from the glove. Now, remember, this is a B-body, so it's a big car.
Yeah.
It goes from the opening of the glove.
B is for big.
Opening of the glove box on the right, all the way over to the fuse box on the left. That whole panel has to come off. So I took out the screws that I could see. 9/32 screws. That's what I had to talk
with. 7 millimeter.
I had to talk with my daughter the other night about metric versus the fractional system. We had a whole discussion about that stuff, about why, you know, people have trouble with the American system. But regardless, that was a side note. I took the screws out, and I know you got to pull. You got to pull because it's that barbed clip that goes into the female.
Yeah, little Christmas tree looking thing,
and,
yeah.
And you got to pull it hard enough. Mm-hmm. And when you hear some cracking noises, it's okay because that's, you know, but then the takeaway was when I got to the middle, if you're pulling, you pull with a certain amount of force.
Right.
Then you pull with a little bit more force. And then there's like the, sometimes you got to give it a yank.
Right.
After you give it the yank, if it still don't move, look for more screws.
Yes.
And that's what I did. I found another two screws. Like,
isn't that great? Because, you know, they just, oh, yeah, by the way, well, let's put one here so it won't rattle. But it rattles anyway. Yeah,
behind this cover that no one will ever see.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's, again, that's the takeaway. Always, you know, look twice, yank once, I guess. I don't know. Something like that. You know what? We're going to yank now. We're going to go. We're going to take a break. It is.
Really?
We need it.
Oh, we certainly do.
And then you give us a call, 516-572-7440, Motor Mouth Radio. Right now, it's hot in the city. It's hot in Long Island. It's hot in, not hot in the studio. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not bad here.
So let's see what the traffic has to say on 90.3 WHPC.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
90.3 WHPC is supported by the Church of God of Prophecy and its coordinator, Alvin Peters, who presents their annual concert with Brother Louie and Sister LaFleur and many more on Sunday, August 18th at 6 p.m. at 196 Little East Neck Road in West Babylon. For more information, call 516-282-5748 or 516-808-0059.
This show is brought to you by On the Road Again Motorcycle School. Hi, I'm Steve Bertolini, the president of On the Road Again Motorcycle School, and I'd like to tell you that life is short, so live a little by learning how to ride a motorcycle. Classes are available from beginner riders to advanced, including private lessons. Lessons are offered on the campuses of Nassau Community College and Suffolk Community College, also offering the license waiver class, where you can skip the DMV. More information about On the Road Again Motorcycle School can be found by calling 631-862-RIDE. That's 631-862-RIDE. Or online at lrn2ride.com.
All right, we're frying eggs on the sidewalk here, Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D.
Yeah, we're just fried anyway.
We've been accused of that, and people are not 100% wrong when they say that. But
fried, burnt.
It is hot.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done.
You know what's cool, though?
Yeah. Not the sidewalk.
No. Saturdays at 7 o'clock, Shades of Jazz. Greg Bigelow, ooh, our buddy, we see him out in the hall all the time.
Jazz, yeah.
Let me tell you, he presents a cool and sophisticated blend of rare grooves, familiar classics, and the best of today's modern jazz artists.
Yeah,
Greg
yeah.
is a cool dude. Mm. Yeah, one of our favorites here at the station.
Definitely. Caught me while I was drinking. Drinking on a job.
Switch to water now, okay?
You know, so, you're not making this any easier, Ray.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, one of the things, I think we beat cabin air filters to death. Again, 516-572-7440.
They should be beaten because they're such a pain in the tush.
Well, some, like mine was, and others are not, like we've discussed. Some
right.
of them are really
yeah.
easy. But there was something I wanted to talk about this morning. I had the rare occasion of, having a phone call.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, with flashy things. We like those.
Let's do this. We'll go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Ray, Joe, it's Billy G.
Hey, Billy, what's up?
What's happening?
Hello, man. How are you?
Good, man. What's happening?
I'm in the middle of a project. I said, let me come in and regroup.
Yeah. What do you got going on?
You know what? I went to get into the Nova this morning. I was going to take it out to a show.
Uh-huh.
So I jumped in it, went to turn the key,
right.
and nothing.
Oh.
I said, wow. I said, I put the car away 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. I said, okay.
No start.
Ooh. No headlights, no nothing. I said, okay.
So no battery.
No battery.
Okay.
So I said, well, what did I do to kill the battery?
Check main bus A.
So
on the ECM, right?
Take
so I ended up, I charged the battery.
Okay.
And then I get headlights and go to turn the key, the buzzer. I got the ignition buzzer.
Right.
Turn the key, it's the neutral safety switch because right. I have to lock out.
Right.
And nothing. So I'm saying, all right, did the safety switch go? Or maybe I had an open circuit where something on the solenoid of the starter maybe loosened up.
Could be. Well, the battery was dead, right? I mean, it was legitimately dead.
The battery was stone dead.
Let me ask you a very basic question, Bill.
Yes.
Did you check something like you left the trunk open or the door open, something that just like would drain the battery and just be something that was like, innocuous?
No, I was very conscious of that because, oddly enough, with this car, with the key off, and you can actually turn the radio on.
So
I made sure the radio was off.
Yeah, that's odd.
Aftermarket radio?
No,
that's not supposed to happen, man.
That shouldn't happen either. That should be
turned
on, yeah.
All right.
So now I was in the middle. I said, you know what? Let me pull the neutral safety switch out when I go back out. But then I said, you know what? I said, I probably have a loose wire from either the solenoid or something that just vibrated itself loose. What do you, so I said, you guys are on here. Let me give you guys a buzz.
Okay. Here's my take on it.
Go ahead.
Okay, couple things. First of all, seeing as how that's a stick car. Grab a test light, go to the neutral safety switch, which isn't too bad on that particular car.
No.
And you should have a yellow and a purple wire. The yellow wire comes from the ignition switch. The purple goes down to the solenoid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just put a test light on the yellow, turn the key, make sure it comes on. That means that the ignition switch is functional. Then put the purple you're not going to really get. You could jump it out because you could jump the switch out because you're not a moron. You'll make sure that it's in neutral. You know what I mean? So you could try that.
I did that with my 70. I remember,
sure, right.
And I remember years and years ago when I had my 69, I actually had to replace the switch.
How about this, Joe? I think of it because this is what I went through with Mike Chevelle when I was putting it together.
Right.
Started the battery.
Yeah.
And then work back. Like the next point coming in,
right.
you're going to have it at the.
That's what Master Yang would say. Start at the battery cables
right?
and work.
You're going to have it at.
Wise move. But I just.
You're
going to
have it
something.
At the horn relay. I mean, that's.
I just thought of something.
Okay.
You could take the key out and the radio will still be on?
Yeah, I could turn the radio on.
Okay.
With the key off.
Yeah.
With the key off, yeah.
Okay. Can you turn the key any further back?
Oh, into the accessory position?
Yes.
I didn't even try that.
I'll tell you why. Go and do my check because the ignition switch on that thing is a rod.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which needs to be adjusted. It mm-hmm. could have slid. So if it slid back, and now if it's enough to turn the radio on in the off position,
uh-huh.
all right, then it's not going further far.
Yeah.
Is that even a word?
Oh, forward far enough
yeah.
to engage.
Right. Yeah. Engage. Yeah.
Kind of like recalibrated or re-ratcheted.
So
yeah.
you could remove the rod and actually do it manually.
Yeah. You could just take the switch out. It's too like 5/16. Yeah. Take it out,
maybe,
just stick a screwdriver in there, see what happens.
Sure.
But you know what? I would do the test light test first.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I don't know. Do you own a power probe?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say you could actually shoot power to the purple wire.
That's how I was cranking Mike's
cranks.
Car. I was
yeah.
doing it with the power probe.
Yeah. So I mean, as far
all
as
right.
that goes, yeah. But,
yeah, but I think yeah. Look at the
that a tilt column.
What's that?
Is that a tilt column in that car, Bill?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Look at the easiest. Like, don't get too crazy. Don't get too far over your head with this. Look at the easiest, simplest stuff starting from the battery back and just like Joe said, look at something obvious first, because I don't think it's going to be really crazy.
It's a friggin' Nova.
It's a Nova, right.
I don't think so either, because like I said, I drove the car, went through the paces, and you know, put the car away, and I said maybe something came loose, and it just
You know, don't be like me. I had Joe send me the diagram for the switch, which I plotted and blew it up. I have every terminal numbered and labeled with colors on it.
Yeah,
it was like
the invasion of friggin' whatever. You know, you had like the little pins,
right?
And,
right.
You know, this does this, that does that.
So don't be like me. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
No, but yeah, it's something simple. The other thing you could do is, especially because that car's fairly accessible, the purple wire on the solenoid is the one that cranks it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, you could just like kind of sneak a test light down there while somebody tries to crank it.
Yeah.
In case
I'll get to it.
It's too high.
You know, forget about it. Then I'm gonna go play with the 67 that I. You know, I have it since January. I haven't put a mile on it.
Oh, yeah, the vet, right.
Yeah, but I got it all together. So
nice.
I got it all together. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that'll come out and make its debut sooner or later.
Absolutely.
Well, if you ever need a driver.
No, thanks. Yes, yeah. That's what my buddy's all saying. Speaking of which,
yes,
I did the mailing. And,
got it. Yes.
I know. You're a test mailer location, even though I know I see you, I can email you. But I said, let me send them out in the mail. So I sent out 200 pieces this week. And, yes, so that's the new format, as you can see.
Yes.
No pre-registration. You wake up the day of September 8th, you're alive and well. I have no place to go.
Right.
You know what? Let me go down, pay my $20 at the gate, and sit on the venue with the Melba.
Right.
Sounds cool.
So, yeah, this way I don't have to worry about weather, rain dates, and I mean, if it's touch and go, of course, and we'll talk about it later as we get closer. But
right.
I'll at least put something on my voicemail on my phone if people want to know whether or not the show will be on. All they got to do is call the number.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know how you make out with the car, Bill, because.
We like fixing stuff.
Yeah,
I know. When I heard about the part about being on your back, being over, working over your head, perspiration burning your eyeballs out.
Yeah,
kind of like reminds me with the heater core in the 74.
Uh huh.
Right.
Those days.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mechanic yoga.
You know, but we're still there. Like, we haven't learned. We're still not. We're too like we
got but toast.
Yeah, we have. Right. Right.
I know.
We just haven't gotten past that. And, you know, in some ways, I talked to Mike about this. I'm like, you know what? We've eclipsed our parents' generation by a long shot. Because men in their 60s back then, when we were kids.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
What were they doing? They were sitting on a porch with a cigar, a Denobly, maybe a beer or a scotch or something. They were watching. Get off the lawn, kid. Get off my sod.
Yeah.
We're out there pulling crap out of.
Yanking stuff apart.
What's wrong with us?
Yeah,
I know.
It's okay.
But, you know, I look at it like this way. The longer I can do it, the better. Because I'll take the aches and pains that go with it. I think it's a preservative in the long run. I really do.
Absolutely.
At least it gives us something to talk about.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to tell people maybe I lost a half a step, but I'm not getting any older. So
exactly.
That's
I like
deal.
That. I like right. that one a lot. That's
all right, Bill.
Cool.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you. I'll be in touch.
All right, Bill.
Thank you,
man. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. So long.
Bye-bye.
Always good to hear from Billy Velvet.
Absolutely.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Something I want to mention before we're coming to another break. One of the car cruise nights that I like to attend with Kilowatt Kevin, and sometimes even my wife comes, it's the East Rockaway cruise night down in East Rockaway, which is we call East Nowhere, if you go up there. And... What the heck
so what do you, what do you, what do you, yeah.
He's doing
East Nowhere, huh?
He's doing a special thing. That's not in Queens. It's in Nassau County. So don't, you know, everybody thinks it's Far Rockaway. July 22nd, this Monday night. The rain date is the 29th. He's doing a special thing. It's the Cars for a Cause fundraising event. Instead of the $3 entry, it's a $5 entry, which isn't that big of a deal. And he has a lot of people set up vending things. All the, you know, proceeds from this stuff that people, I got a mug last year. It's a giant, big mug that had a GTO glass etched thing on it. So, you know, I bought that. It goes to this charity, Mended Little Hearts. It's a national support group for families that have children born with heart defects and disease. So he kicks the money over that way, which is good. So if you're around Monday night and you have, you know, want to go down to East Rockaway, see Richie, yeah, maybe you see me, who knows, and Kevin, we'll hang out. And that's coming up on Monday. So There you go.
The cruise nights are still happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the weather so far has been cooperating, more or less.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like monsoon season.
No, we've been okay. Monday may be a little warm. We'll find out. We'll see.
Well, yeah, and kind of iffy as far as the as far as the rain. I think they were thinking about possible rain.
Maybe.
I was trying to think of the R word.
Yeah, right. I was talking to Jimmy at Colvin yesterday because I need to have the end of terminations crimped onto the AC lines for my Pontiac.
Right.
And he has the tool, but he says, oh, can you bring him in? I'm like, well, no, they're in the car. I need to bring the car here, and you got to do it outside. Oh, I said, well, you can come to my house, do it in the garage. It's close.
Yeah, right.
And I want to ask you, if you happen to know anybody that had those, it's really just a handheld crimping tool.
Right.
That you put over the thing, and you crank it down. It's like doing wires, but you're doing a hose.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, usually we just bring them to a couple of the stores that do them.
That's what people typically
do. But, you already have that thing in the vehicle, yeah.
Right.
Hey, you ain't all ripping that stuff out, that's for sure.
Hell no. But
definitely, good time to start trying the AC, you know?
I know, right? And it's, well, I tell you what, because it's given me the summertime blues. Now, we all know when we talk about summertime blues, there's only one real version of that song that we like to.
Is there now?
Well, it all depends who you ask, right?
Exactly. That's one of them classics, whether it's Beethoven or Bach or whoever. It's still a classic.
Our good old buddy Dennis the Goatman had a favorite that he always requested for me in the summer, and that's the one I'm going to play right now. And we're going to do a quick little break, and we'll be back with more. We're going to talk about Uncle Tony.
Uncle Tony.
When we come back. So, with that, we're going to take a quick break. Keep it where you got it. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, 90.3 WHPC.
All the great music has already been written. Think again. Hi, I'm Kim Tracy, and I will prove to you that great new music is still being produced today. Join me on High Fidelity every Sunday at 9 a.m. for a mix of music with a focus on new music and lesser-known artists exclusively on the voice of Nassau Community College worldwide on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, nccradio.org, and always on 90.3 WHPC.
When you think about Italy, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Pizza?
No, not pizza. Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles?
You know, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers? No! Rita Monte and Profumi d'Italia comes to mind.
Their beautiful music, interviews, poetry, and lots more. Who's at the door?
The pizza guy.
The pizza guy?
All this talk of Italy got me in the mood for pizza.
Maybe the pizza guy wants to listen to Profumi d'Italia. Every Thursday at 5 p.m.
Listen on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, look at Joe shredding.
That song just does it to me.
I didn't know you could shred on a bass.
Yes, but on that song too, yeah.
Absolutely.
There's enough fuzz there to cover the dashboard of an AMC Gremlin.
And maybe an Impala, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I used to like the Gremlin that had the fuzz. They actually, what show is it that they actually restored the fuzz?
Oh,
on
yeah,
the
yeah.
Dash panel there, but, you know, they sprayed it, and I was like,
it's kicking up again. It's coming back again. It's coming back again, Joe.
Keep what?
The song. It's coming. You should be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like, it went into that little reprise part.
Oh, there you go. I took my headphone off.
I know you did. It's,
oh, yes.
It's almost like waiting for Armageddon.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and like I want to see the guys in the band, like, who's keeping count? Like, who's Who's in charge right now?
No, what happened is they all forgot. I have been there. I have done that.
I think someone like probably... Yeah, probably like, you know, the singer probably like lost his voice for a second or something. I don't know. Yeah. Vacation. Oh, what a great song. Blue Cheer, Summertime Blues.
And Blue Light.
Yeah, I was going to say give us a call, but you know what?
You just did.
Just as well, we can do this and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, it's Dr. Jeffrey O. What you guys doing?
Hey, Doc.
Dr. Jeff, we're not sweating. At least for now. How you doing?
Wait till you get outside. I'm swapping a transmission on my front lawn.
You know, yes. Now, we did see the pictures. I want to clear something up because you sent that to our email address, motormouthradio@ncc.edu, which I got. Joe does not get those unless I forward them to him. So just so you know, when you send those, I will see them, and I'll get them over to Joe unless you want to copy him.
Yep.
Directly.
Yeah, well, I figured Joe would get them sooner or later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By all means. What the hell was that noise?
That was interesting.
Oh, that's an electric can opener that just decided to turn itself on.
Oh, okay.
I got a question for Ray, because you're the music aficionado.
Shoot.
What band made their fame by writing songs about a comic strip character, and what were the songs?
Writing songs about a comic strip character. Wow.
You know, that rings a very dim bell, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, you got another shred of something in
George
there?
George the Jungle? Watch out for that. I don't know.
There were four songs, and it was 1966 and 1967.
Like Alley-Oop? No, that would be before that. Alley-Oop was the caveman thing was prior to that.
Something with Batman, maybe? I don't know.
No. Yeah, I don't know. You might have stumped us on that. Yeah. What do you got?
You want me to tell you the name of the comic strip character?
Well, let's go. Let's go there first, yeah.
Snoopy.
Oh, Snoopy and the Red Baron. And yeah,
that's one of them.
The Kingsman, the Guardsman, the something
Kingsguard, yeah, the... the Guardsman.
Yeah, the.
Okay.
Joe's close enough. It was the Royal Guardsman.
The Royal Guardsman.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
Yep. Oh, the guy. The guys with the fuzzy hats.
Right.
Yeah, they were nobodies. They did a thing for Snoopy versus the Red Baron. Then there was the Return of the Red Baron, and then there was Snoopy's Christmas, and then there was Snoopy for President.
Wow.
Snoopy for, I don't remember Snoopy for president, but okay.
Yeah, that got past me too.
Wow. Leave it to Dr. Jeffrey. I'll come on this stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
And in one of the songs, he mentions asking the Great Pumpkin for a new battle plan.
Oh, boy.
And that came out the summer before the TV animated special where they actually showed the Great Pumpkin. Great Pumpkin was mentioned in the comic strip in the early 60s. I think it was 61 or 62.
Ah.
So what do you have, like a special record compilation of that stuff? Or how did you come upon that?
He's just really, really smart, this guy.
Minutia.
He's just really, really smart.
My brother, when we lived in Huntington, he used to work for a company up at a railroad that actually pressed records. And pressed LPs and 45s, and he used to come home with all the seconds, like if the label went on crooked or the center hole for the 45 didn't get punched out, they would just throw it in the bin and recycle it. So he used to bring home some of the weird stuff.
Wow. Al, our buddy Jeep and Al, he said he had the 45, so that's pretty crazy.
Well, if he would have had the CD, I would have been really surprised.
A reel-to-reel recording, that's what it is,
Wow, Dr. Jeff, that was some great trivia today, man.
Excellent.
I love it. Yeah, so how's the training job doing?
You can Google the songs, you can listen to them on the internet. They're out there somewhere.
Right. So I saw
the weirdest ones he brought was... who were the two guys in The Odd Couple?
Felix and Oscar. Yeah.
No, the actors.
Jack Klugman and...
Tony Randall.
Tony Randall.
Yes.
He brought home a 45 of Jack Klugman and Tony Randall singing You're So Vain.
Oh, jeez.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can imagine that. Why not? One of my favorite shows, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just to jump back in the storyline here, tell us about, we saw the pictures of how you engineered this tranny job with the wood and all of the crazy stuff. Like, why?
Because I don't have a garage and I don't have a driveway.
Okay.
Wow. And I don't have an engine hoist.
Boy, that's necessity, all right. I tell you, that's wow. Yeah.
Leave it to Dr. Jeffrey to figure something out. He's good like that, you know.
That's crazy. Yeah. I guess you needed the car.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to get back on the road. The I don't know if you probably can't see it. Just to the left of that is the 2001 Mazda Tribute.
I did see that.
Started rocking it. Rocking its, knocking its rods.
Oh,
no.
On the way home one day. So that one's a rust bucket. That one's going to the recycler.
Right, right.
Going to the tuna fish can factory in the sky.
What's the ETA on getting that tranny job done?
Oh, good question. Every time I turn around, something else breaks.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck with that at least. Hopefully that'll be able to make some headway.
Definitely keep us...
I can get to the heater hoses now. Oh, that's a benefit.
Right. I see a lot. You're right. And that's great.
Yeah, they are tight in those cars when it's there. I mean, anything on the back of that motor is like gangs of fun. I think that's where they keep the cans to purge on it, too.
Oh, boy.
Which is a Hyundai. Ah. It's a Hyundai Kia thing.
You know,
those go bad. And, you know, usually somebody's complaining about having to change it.
No, on that note, the Cruise had a bad purge solenoid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see.
I went out there again, like 8 o'clock at night. We're in the back, and my wife says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to go fix your car." She goes, "Now?" I'm like, "Yeah, the sun is going down. It's not, right. We're not in the heat of the day. I'll be right back." 5 minutes. Unclip the one line, take the electrical connector off, which was the hardest part, and then the other half, which was never a part, was a little tough. And boom, threw no one in, done.
Piece of cake. Yeah, I mean, diagnosing them, especially on the GM, is pretty much cake, because it's like, remove wire, I sent you the picture.
Yes.
Take off this hose, take off this wire, start car, put finger, feel, if it sucks, it's got to go.
If it sucks, it sucks, and it did. So, right, off we went.
Yeah, but and Hyundai Kias, they have a bad tendency, those purge solenoids leaking like stuck pigs, too. Fuel trim problems, evap problems.
I bought the part from Carp Buick.
Right.
And when I was in the parts department, the guy, I said, "Yeah, you got my point." I said, "You sell a lot of these?" He says, "Every car on the lot we've changed already."
I
said, "So do I have the part that supersedes or precedes the bad ones?" I said, "Because, you know, not that it's hard, but I don't want to do it twice."
Right.
Know? And he just said, he laughed. What does that mean when a parts guy laughs at you, Dr. Jeff? Is that good or bad?
Parts guy humor.
That means he knows something you don't.
Yeah. Right. And I was a parts guy in my past, so I kind of went, "Oh, God, no, don't do that to me."
Inventory diagnostics.
I know where you work. You know? So.
Yes, let's face it. When the parts guy goes, "Yeah, I got 9 of them."
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, that was a pretty good guess. Wasn't
or when they say, "No, we don't have any." That's another bad indicator, because that means they sold them all out already. Mm-hmm. So.
It's either that or like, you want what?
Right.
That never goes bad.
Right.
Go back and troubleshoot it again.
All right. Well, Jeff, keep us up informed on that tranny. We're always happy to hear what you're
man.
Getting involved with.
That and the music trivia. That's cool.
Yeah,
any kind of trivia. We used to go out and smoke and coffee breaks together, Jeff and I. He always had some great minutiae facts and stuff to we'd swap back and forth.
Excellent.
So he's got a brain full of them.
Right.
So stay in touch, man.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, keep us in touch. Let us know what's going on.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Later, man. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Great show.
Thank
Thanks.
You. All right. That was Dr. Jeff. He's getting some crazy stuff. That's,
I've never known him to be a conventional individual.
Right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to follow convention. Again, we're going to have
we're going to
have some hot fun in the summertime, I think. And then we're going to come back. We're going to plug our good friend Steve Kay in Revelations. He'll tell you all about it in a second. He'll let him do it. He does it better than us. And then we're going to talk about Uncle Tony.
Yeah.
So, stick with us. Keep it where you got it. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We'll be back in a short bit on 90.3 WHPC.
Summer day. Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. You are listening to Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D, a.k.a. the Vultures of Automotive Culture, coming your way every Sunday, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, from 12 noon to 1 p.m., these guys know their stuff. You got a problem with your car? Call in and the Motor Mouse will help you with the solution in a very informative and sometimes comical way. Every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., you can also check them out at motormouthradio.com.
Yeah, we're languishing over those hot summer days here at Motormouth Radio.
We're turning into hot summer nights.
Ray Guarino, yes, yeah. Ray Guarino. Joe D, give us a call, 516-572-7440, or listen to us talk about one of our favorite YouTube phenoms. We've been kind of talking about embracing this stuff for a while, and now we're actually going to do it. There's a guy on there, Joe, that you turned me on to, goes by the name Uncle Tony.
Yep. Yeah, Uncle Tony's Garage from
up here.
Staten. Yeah, up here. Yeah, originally.
It's obvious.
Mopar dude. Right. Yeah, definitely hardcore Mopar. He's had a history of all. He actually wrote for magazines and so forth.
I'm
glossing over a lot of the details because
I know. I watched the video this morning. It was old muscle cars versus new.
Right.
The big difference. And he was talking about what we've talked about. The older cars that we grew up with. He just went to Carlisle and he did a piece on it versus the newer stuff. And he was saying how the old stuff, you had to go to swap meets and find the parts and put the car together. And now with the new ones, you don't. Let's go to the phones and say, hi, you're on the Motormouths.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Joe. Barry from the People's Republic of Syosset, Schwitzing.
Yeah, Barry, what's up?
Schwitzing.
Yeah, Schwitzing. It's the Schwitz bud here. I was about to
JC doesn't
up.
Like.
But, you know, with Billy and Dr. G, with Dr. Jeffy, I was, like, inspired. But it's a quick question.
Sure.
I corresponded with Joe a long time ago. I diagnosed the ECM on my 88 Pontiac Sunbird.
Okay.
And he said, good find.
Yeah, so, I kind of remember that a little bit there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I can barely hear you guys, but...
you want us to yell louder?
You know what I'd like to do? I want to fix the AC on my 88 Sunbird.
Okay.
I think it just needs like a recharge, but I'm wondering what type of quality of R12 can I get now, and do you think I should convert to R134 or maybe Y1234HF? Which do you think I should just try to get the R12?
First of all, R12 is a lot more available than people thought because
I can't hear you guys at all.
Yo, I'm talking as loud as I can over here. Can you hear me now?
Hold on a second. Hold on.
All right. Hang on.
What you may have to do is if you call and can't hear us, the thing to do is maybe listen to the show back as a podcast off motormouthradio.com or Spreaker. Or iHeartRadio.
I hear you guys now. I was using my headphones, but it's worse. I'm live now.
Cool.
I can hear you good.
Excellent. Okay, R12 actually has turned out to be not as bad to get these days because, like, there's practically no more R12 cars around. Okay? So you can get it. Believe it or not, somebody was telling me how, I think it was Napa, A couple of the chain type retailers sold them in 1 pound cans. All right. Also, if you look around, there's always an element of survivalists or whatever that have a stack.
I was just thinking that yesterday.
30 pound cans because they thought there was going to be like a Freon apocalypse or something.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or like for some reason we were going to have to breathe it. You know. So
let me throw it out there though, Joe. I think with the prevalence of R134, it may be just as easy to do a conversion. It's not a hard thing to do.
Well, yeah, as far as that goes, yeah, conversion.
But then you could have a place evacuate and replenish instead of, because with R12, you ain't going to do that with a 134
machine. Here's the downside, because actually all my car, I only have one car that's R12, left with one, R12. You know, I have older vehicles.
The Camaro.
The Camaro is still 12. The problem that comes up with R12 is that it's not, you can go to any AutoZone, Advanced, whatever, and you can pick up a can of 134. R12 is not going to be as easy to find. Okay.
Yeah, so, I want to interrupt. I need about maybe, I think it's 2.2 pounds.
It's a little, over 2 pounds. Yeah, I own Cavaliers, so it's basically the same car.
Yeah.
Actually, when you convert to 134, you use approximately 90% of the capacity.
The other thing is just to circumvent all this, if you need a recharge, that means there's a leak. That means it went somewhere, typically.
Right.
Well, how long is it?
I need like new O-rings, and the compressor is still good. Everything is good, but I think it's, you know, it's 31 years old.
You want to look at the receiver dryer too,
right? Well, yeah. Actually, I was going to get to that. The receiver dryer actually on that car should be an accumulator that should be changed.
Right.
All right. For any number of reasons. Number one is compatibility with the 134. Number two is that they go bad over time. So as far as that goes, yeah, they got to go. It's got to go. O-rings, yeah, they have kits. You know what I mean? Or you could buy a set of green O-rings because you got to change that. And you got to change the oil. All right, R12 oil and 134 oil is not compatible. And if you don't do that, what's going to happen is that something's going to seize up. Okay? Also, unless you get 134 compatible hoses, you're going to leak out because the hoses were not as... I can't say it's quality. It's more like the standards that they had to meet for R12. In other words, R12 systems always leaked on a good day.
Yeah.
So now what they do is the newer cars have barrier type hose. But you know what? If you got 134 and you know you can run down to the store and grab a can of that stuff and pump it in there, a properly done 134 conversion would be just fine. I have a number of Cavaliers over the years, all right, and the 134 cools just fine. You know, some people say that the 134 doesn't cool as well, but while I'm at it, I'd probably throw an orifice tube in it. You're going to be right there. So it's going to take you a little while to do, but that's the way to fly, and it's not bad.
Oh, so you think, like, they're definitely changed the receiver dryer, and the O-rings might be leaky.
The O-rings, yeah, the O-rings are also the more, they have all 134 compatible O-rings, so, yeah, and as you stated, the car is 31 years old, so.
I mean, it's a cream puff, though. I mean, I'm the original owner. It's definitely, everything's been, it's like a baby, you know.
Okay, that's excellent. Well, in that case, you're going to have to change the O-rings on the receiver dryer and the accumulator and the orifice tube because you're going to have them apart. All right. And it would be senseless to put R12 type O-rings, even if you can get them back in. Okay.
Right.
You know, as far as the compressor and the other stuff, leave it in there, but you're going to just have to be on the lookout for leaks and it may not be as tight as you would have liked it to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a brand new car. So and while you're at it, maybe shoot a little dye in there too. You know what I mean? That ultraviolet dye. Right.
Not a bad idea.
You know what I mean? Because at some point,
you think I can get a good source of R12, stay with it because it's a lot easier. I'll have to change all the hoses and everything.
No, you don't have to change the hoses. But the R12 does cool a little better. All right, it does have better characteristics. The system was designed for that. So in that point, but if on a hot day like today, let's say you find that you're a little low on R12. Yeah. Unless you have a stockpile, you're gonna be in trouble. See, but with 134, you could just get on the line.
Get it at 7-Eleven.
Pretty much you can get back online. And 1234 YF, which you mentioned briefly there, Basically, that stuff, like a little TV can of that stuff, is like $700.
Yeah.
And you know, and yeah. No, leave it to the newer cars for that, because they have, they've done some stuff with that type of system, and you're talking about two eras, two epochs.
So Barry, in the weeks to come, give us some updates on what happens. Either post something on our Facebook page, send us an email, give us a call back. Let us know what's going on.
You may also be able to find kits to.
I just want to jump in again. As far as the purity of the R12 that you could get, like if I can get 2 pounds of it, it's not going to be like the Chinese recycled stuff, is it?
Maybe that's why you got to go with a source who has an old cachet. Yeah, exactly. And if you could read if the writing on there is in English and spelled correctly, you got a better shot.
Right.
Yeah, but
I'm just like, you know, in other words, if I can get it, it may be a little easier because it was designed for R12.
Right.
And conversion is going to be more of a project.
Correct. Not that bad. The conversion isn't bad.
It's not terrible because you're going to need a can anyway. You're going to need to receive a dryer anyway.
All right. Barry, follow up with us. Get back to us. Let us know how that works out for you.
Keep in touch, yeah.
All right. Keep cool, guys.
All right.
You too, man.
Thanks, Barry.
Take care. Stop the schwitzing.
Always fun, yeah, and it is the season for that kind of stuff.
Quick, let's talk about Uncle Tony real quick.
Yeah, you know, he was doing this thing about old versus... Well, first of all, check him out on YouTube. It's Uncle Tony's Garage.
Yeah, he's got a website.
And, you know...
A YouTube page.
He's got
Instagram.
A lot of...
Instagram.
Right, look, I didn't know he had IG. I'm going to check that out. He called out our friend Evan Smith, who is another writer who we've had on his show in the past.
Yeah!
I may get the intro through Evan. I may go do that. But he said something about when we built our old cars, Joe, back in the day, and we had to go to swap meets to find the parts to build the cars, as opposed to buying the car new. He said, this is a quote, he said, we used to make it, he goes, you'd make it your own from the dirty side out. Which
nicely
was
put.
It was pretty cool that the way he can turn a phrase.
Yeah.
So,
I think he's got some type of writing or magazine type of experience in the back, you know, in his past over there.
He does.
So
it was cool because his thoughts on this, I almost wanted to, like, talk to him about it because I said, hey, you know, he was saying how the new cars, you don't see parts for the new cars out there like you see for the old cars. And some of the younger guys are looking at the old stuff, and it's the old guys who own the new stuff because they got the money.
Yeah, well, it's weird how that works, too, because, you know, it used to be, what happens is that we had to go on our little snipe hunts, mm-hmm. you know, swap meets, you know, the selling post, the buy lines, or this guy down the block knows that you
Midnight Auto Parts.
Right. Oh, yes, I remember. They used to be over there in Queens, over down by Jamaica.
There was a lot of them around. There's one on the Bell Parkway, too, right off the service.
Yeah. But, you know, we used to have to go on a quest to find parts for the most part. Now you just Amazon, Summit.
See, the thing I
Rock.
Think, he kept saying how we would take our 6-cylinder cars and put 440s in them, and you know, you're always changing engines. And I think the thing he missed was the new cars, the engines now, like with Chevy, with the LS platform, or the Hemi platform with Chrysler, the engines are universally acceptable, and they're bulletproof as they are. There's no need to change it.
Right.
Whereas in the past, if you had a 340, you wanted a 440. Or if you had, like, you know, a 283 and you wanted to put a 396 in the car.
Exactly, yeah.
With the new platforms, they're standalone.
They engineered the living crap out of them you even saw the car, before it was even introduced to the public,
So now it's like, okay, I got the base fuel-injected one. Do I want to supercharge or turbocharge it? Maybe that's like all you can do.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know? So I think he missed that in his diagnosis, but it's... You know, just a point that I thought of. So, like I said, we'll see if we can get him to come on the show and talk with us about it, because he does have the sensibilities that are ours.
Yeah, he's definitely one of us.
When you sent me the link, that's what you said. This guy is one of us. And I watched, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, he could definitely hang it to UD.
Oh,
for sure.
That's
where
I thought he was from when I watched. I'm like, hey, this guy must be like Dougie's long lost cousin or something.
I know.
But cool stuff. So there's also the guys at Coon Trucking. We've been kind of keeping in touch with them. They're down in Mississippi. And I want to talk to them and get them on a show, too, because they do a lot of, not what we do, they do big truck repair.
Yeah.
But they also do smaller stuff too, and they're tool guys. So that's kind of where I come in with them. It's on the tool.
Let's hear it for tools.
You got to have tools. I mean,
oh yeah, that's right. I got to tell you, I got to call you out. You're becoming a hardcore addict again. You know, when you start mentioning about that long ratchet and box wrenches, you know, I saw these wrenches. You know, they're really.
Did you see the gleam in my eye?
Yes, I did.
My name is Ray, and I am a tool addict. I admit it.
Because usually when you're talking about you're doing a job or something, it's like, yeah, you know, I really need one of them long wrenches. But we were talking about something completely different.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, hey, did you see these tools from such and such company?
Right.
That,
right. You know, it's funny.
I got to call my pusher about them.
Like I said to you, I was a tool junkie back in the day, and I amassed a pretty good selection of stuff. But then being out of it and just doing my own stuff at home and not having a tool guy, I just was happy with what I had, and occasionally I'd get a little piece here or there. Well, but now being at the shop and having a tool guy again, and now having the internet access to it, yeah, it kind of kicked that fervor up like tenfold almost.
Well, not for nothing, I have a little secret room in my house with like a shrine and scan tools,
yeah,
hanging up with candles and stuff, you know what I mean, that I want to get, you know. So I am not immune myself.
That's why the first time you took me over to Master Yang's house, I wanted to divert and just... I just want to, like, stay where those shiny things were. Like, ooh, shiny things, they're chrome sockets.
Mm.
But, you know, I was polite, and I looked at you.
Yes, I admired your restraint very much there.
And you didn't even realize the problem I had at the time. But
yeah, well, I mean, you were good for a while. You were in remission, but you know what? You know, it never completely leaves.
Hey,
you.
We all got to have something, right?
Yeah, I hear that.
Well, you know what you got now? We got Kim.
A burned hour there, you know what I mean?
Thunder Road coming up. Keep it where you got it. We'll be back next week. Ray Guarino, Joe D.
On WHPC.
90.3.
Bye.
See ya.